With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The roundup is underway. Trump borders czar Tom Homan says more than 300 violent criminal aliens have been arrested in just 24 hours. These include illegal aliens charged with murder and rape, including sexual assault and crimes against children. After winning final congressional approval, the Lake and Riley Act is on its way to President Trump's desk for his signature.
The House passed an amended version of the bill that made its way through the Senate earlier this week. The 263 to 156 vote tees up a major immigration victory for President Trump. The bill, named after a slain Georgia nursing student Lake and Riley, mandates that those in the country illegally be detained if they commit robberies and other crimes. 46 House Democrats broke ranks with their own party to join Republicans and vote in favor of the bill. Bob Agner, reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, some 50,000 homeowners in northern Los Angeles County are under evacuation warnings or orders as crews fight the rapidly spreading Hughes fire.
The weather is what's predominantly driving this fire, and it's spread right now. The National Weather Service has extended the red flag warning through 10 a.m. on Friday for most of Los Angeles and Ventura counties.
Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says headway is being made in the battle against the fire. Unemployment applications ticked up modestly last week. However, the total number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits hit the highest level in more than 3 years. Applications for benefits rose 6,000 to 223,000 for the week ending January 18th. The total number of Americans collecting benefits for the week of January 11th climbed to 1.9 million. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 85 points, NASDAQ down 49. This is SRN News. A pro-abortion government website goes dark.
On the day President Trump took office, reproductiverights.gov disappeared from the Department of Health and Human Services online platform. The site was established during the Biden administration, and it states on its opening page that, quote, abortion is an essential part of your health and well-being. Pro-lifers are cheering the decision by President Trump to get the federal government out of the business of promoting abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is directing that all federal diversity, equity, and inclusion staff be put on paid leave and that agencies develop plans to lay them off. On his first day in office, the president ordered a sweeping dismantling of the federal government's DEI programs. There has been a general nationwide backlash against DEI, especially over its promotion of the LGBT agenda in the workplace as well as in the schools. This is SRN News. House Speaker Mike Johnson announced a new select subcommittee to continue House Republicans' investigation into the events leading up to and after the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol.
The committee will be chaired by Georgia Republican Congressman Barry Loudermilk, who in the last Congress led the conference's investigation into the January 6 Select Committee and the broader security response to the Capitol attack. It will be under the purview of the House Judiciary Committee, which is chaired by Ohio Republican Jim Jordan. Loudermilk's team published a 128-page interim report last month chronicling the investigators' findings and has repeatedly said more work was needed to build on his panel's findings. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump is preparing to visit Western North Carolina. He says the flood victims there were snubbed by the Biden administration. After North Carolina, Mr. Trump travels to fire-ravaged Southern California. Governor Gavin Newsom's office says Newsom isn't sure he's invited to accompany the president during his visit. SRNnews.com.